I have questions. It turned into who should they start brawling out there yesterday, which I had another question about, you know, what's the biggest problem with the Guardians right now, other than, boy, they look like they'd rather be anywhere but playing baseball yesterday.
They've got no fight, Ken. That's the biggest problem. More areas than one.
Well, I was waiting until 7:22 to do that. There's a process to this.
Never mind then.
Okay. I mean, hell, Lima's out, so what the hell's the point?
No, go ahead and do your thing.
No, we'll
do it at 7:20.
Well, yeah, because then I get to ask Zach Meisel that question coming up at 7:40. See, this is how this
I'll
all
fight
goes.
Him too.
But when everybody's talking about now, Zach, you know what? He's tougher than what he looks. I know that he looks highly educated, but that guy, he covered some pretty strong stuff and got some pretty nasty comments from people back in the day. He'll kick your ass. I don't know about your ass, but it'll kick a lot of people's ass. I mean, you're a veteran, for crying out loud. You know all the good stuff. About last night, coming up at 8:45 this morning, Nathan Zegar going to join us at 9:01. And if you're wondering about the Cavs draft picks, don't worry. Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News, he knows about them. He will tell you about them. And whether or not Tyrese Proctor, our new Cleveland Cavalier from Duke, could make the opening night roster, depending on what happens. So we'll talk about all that with Mike DeCourcy coming up at 8:22 this morning. So I've heard a lot of conversation about starters. We obviously have. We're getting ready for training camp coming up here in just a few weeks. By the way, 8 open dates for training camp, up from 6 last year. They were in the Greenbrier. I'm happy with 8 open dates. There should still always be something that is open for everybody to enjoy. I know a lot of teams are going to no open practices at all and all that other stuff. I'm glad that there's 8 out there. So I'm happy with that. You could always say, well, it could always be more. At least you got something. So I'm fine with that.
Enjoy your 90-minute practice.
Will there be autographs at the end?
Yes.
So then they'll have their night. By the way,
will there be puppies?
Now you got me.
I believe there will be puppies again.
Daryl's going to get me on a whole nother thing. I'm going to tell you right now. Training camp is for kids to try to get open. Training camp practices are for kids to try to get autographs. That's what it's there for. When I was a kid, and I went to Belichick training camp back in the day, which my God. And I remember they had like a joint practice with the Panthers, which was open. It was an open practice. And we got a couple of, because they had 2 days, but the second one was in the stadium. So we started in Berea, and then we went over to Old Municipal. It was awesome. My parents took me and my buddy Eric Perry. Awesome day. That was the birth of me being a football guy, and I didn't even realize it at the time. So that, I remember I got autographs at the stadium. I did not get autographs in Berea. But for the most part there, the only time that the fans really get a chance, and I mean, there's a couple of football guys in there. The only time you get a chance to get engaged is when they go team. You don't want them out there for 2.5 hours in the hot-ass sun because the parents don't want to be sitting there waiting for 2.5 hours in the hot-ass sun before their kids get a chance to get an autograph.
Toughen these kids up, Ken.
Hell no. So you want a 90-minute practice? I thank the Cleveland Browns for a 90-minute practice if I have kids and I'm taking them to training camp.
Well, I thank them as well.
I can get in, I can get out, I can get my kid's autograph. We can go to Olive Garden there along the highway and get the hell out of Dodge if we want to, and everybody's happy. Yeah, what else you got to say to me, Daryl? Enjoy your 90-minute practice. 90 minutes more than what some other franchises are offering their fans.
You have to have tickets. They open up on next Thursday at 10 a.m. to the public.
Got to get them tickets because, you know, you can't just go running in there.
Season ticket holders get a 24-hour advance.
Ooh. Well, that's what were we going to say, Daryl? I'm sorry. You were going to say something else?
You won't see much 11 on 11 early on. Because remember, they do the whole ramp up thing.
Oh, yeah.
And no, I will say that all sarcasm aside, the one thing I am a little disappointed with.
What?
No open practices past August 4th. That is a very long time before the week 1 opener against the Cincinnati Bengals.
But they do like two. They have like two times where they go for like a week. They're gone.
I know.
What are you going
to
do?
I know it's out of their control. I'm just saying, though, that is a very long time to go.
Until they still have 4 quarterbacks by August 4th.
Yes.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done on a vacation show. That's the way it works there, Owen. Well done. You're having a good week. You're having a real good week. Because I heard Marcus Spears yesterday. He's talking about Joe Flacco's his sense of calm. It's going to make the Browns quarterback decision very tough.
The only thing that gives me pause is the fact that Joe Flacco is going to give them a sense of calm. with his presence, his obviously veteran, and he's played there before in playoff games, which is going to make it, to me, very hard for them to make a decision on one of those other three guys if Joe just shows them any semblance of being able to command this offense and put the ball where it needs to be.
That's Marcus Spears, NFL Live on ESPN. So this has been a big discussion the last couple of weeks here. Are they going to carry four quarterbacks into camp? And how on earth could you carry four quarterbacks into camp? And we had Mike Florio on a couple of days ago. Daryl's champing at the bit to say something here. Let me say this. Florio was on a couple of days ago. He thinks that Kenny Pickett is trade bait. Daryl, go ahead and say what you were about to say, because I think I got something else, but I want you to get it out there. Go ahead.
I'm shocked that people are twisting in the wind trying to figure out if the Browns are going to open camp with four quarterbacks. Yes, they are. It's a four-man race. Like, since when is this news? Why is everyone surprised by this? Now, is it... Do I feel it's the most efficient way to figure this thing out? No, but I mean, this is almost like American Idol when it comes to this year's quarterback room. I call it the island of misfit toys. You've got Joe Flacco, who's in the twilight of his career. You've got Kenny Pickett, who played some of the most god-awful football you'll ever see. And believe me, we've seen a lot of god-awful football here, so maybe he will fit in well. And then you got... one guy who can barely see over the line of scrimmage, and the other guy, the only reason he's here is because they just threw their hands up and said, well, he's there, why not? Let's bring him in and see if we find something. Like, it really is the island of misfit toys in that quarterback room.
Daryl, you just said they're going to have 90-minute practices, 60-minute practices.
They
right?
can knock like, it out.
How are they going to figure out who the quarterback, between four of them, if you're only practicing? They get 15 minutes a piece during practice?
You know, you want to know why? This isn't going to be your old customary traditional training camp here where they're working on one primary field.
It's going to look like American Gladiators.
They're going to split this thing up. They're going to be running dual fields this year.
Actually, you're probably right. Well, you know what? That's more for people to see, because sometimes you get stuck on the wrong side of the field and they're way over there.
So guess what? Instead of your 90-minute practice...
Are we split squatting?
So hell, you're getting 180 minutes of practice
right
in 90 minutes.
Boom.
Boom.
You know what that's called, Ken Carmen?
Making the most of your time.
Efficiency.
Yeah. You got to think of this logically, though. I heard Mike Florio say, Kenny Pickett's trade bait.
For what?
Well, Daryl, you're going to take me. You're going to take me there. You're going to beat me there before I take you there. Who on earth loses their quarterback during training camp and starts, I got to get Kenny Pickett for this franchise? I want to know that. Joe Flacco was still... How long was Joe Flacco a free agent? It wasn't forever, but they traded for Kenny Pickett before they got Joe Flacco, because it seemed that they were waiting around to figure out what was going on, maybe with Kirk Cousins. I don't know how much you might have believed or disbelieved that. I don't know.
Well, but Joe Flacco was a free agent in November in 2023.
So Joe Flacco was out there. Who's calling for Joe? Like, I got to have Joe for this football team. Now, guys, I know we think the world of Joe in this city. We went to the playoffs with Joe. Think logically. Who's calling for the 40-year-old QB? Maybe more people than Kenny Pickett. I'll grant you that. But still not that many people. The Browns are set. You just said it yourself. It's the island of misfit toys or whatever you just said. You got four quarterbacks. I have no quarterbacks on this football team from how long? What am I getting for Kenny Pickett? A seventh-round pick?
You know who the Browns are going to get calls on?
Who?
Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, well, they might get calls on Shedeur, and you're not going to give him up. So you're not giving him up. You're damn sure not giving Dylan Gabriel. Who's making this wild trade that makes me think I'm okay with letting this guy go when we don't have a quarterback? If somebody's willing to call me up and offer a second-round pick for Kenny Pickett, I know there's a lot of fans that are going to make that trade, probably myself included.
First of all, that GM needs drug tested.
But if you were going to do that, if you're going to do something like that, wouldn't there be some pause going, well, you wanted him so bad, do you want to see what he has for your own football team? You'd probably just make that move. But nobody's calling in for second rounders or third rounders or even fourth rounders, and probably not even fifth rounders at this point.
If you got a six for him, it'd be a miracle.
So I'd rather just, and if it's a sixth round pick, or certainly a seventh round pick, I'd rather just see what he has for my own team. Are we not? Are we or are we not when we talk about Kenny Pickett? Well, you know, they're trying to turn him into our Sam Darnold or our Geno Smith or maybe even our Baker Mayfield, ironically. Have we not had discussed that ad nauseum already? So now I'm just going to trade that guy if I brought him in to see if he could be that guy for us? Joe Flacco, again, who's calling on a 40-year-old quarterback at that juncture? If they are calling for Shedeur Sanders, are they all calling for Dylan Gabriel? I'm the one that needs quarterbacks. I'm the one that needs good young quarterbacks. Why am I trading either one of these guys? So who's trading who? That's why I'm like, guys, unless somebody comes up with something that they really want him bad, I'm going in the season with four quarterbacks. My bigger question is, what position group do I take from to put four quarterbacks on an active roster? That, and I want to ask Nathan about that at 9:01, because we always say, well, you can carry four quarterbacks, you carry four quarterbacks. I think we're starting to get used to that idea, but out of a 53-man roster, where am I picking from? Wide receiver room? You're already deathly thin there. DBs? Is Jim Schwartz going to allow that? You always need a bunch of DBs, and hell, I can make you a case for just about everybody on this depth chart at the back end of that depth chart. Offensive line? That's much easier said than done. I know a lot of people don't care about offensive linemen, so they're more than willing to take away a backup somewhere, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a spot where we need any of these guys.
Your 53rd player on your roster is going to be the fourth quarterback.
Yes.
Which means you'll probably lose a back end of the roster, special teams player, which that's usually a linebacker, maybe a DB. But that's what you're losing. You can't cut wide receiver. I don't know, tight end. Do they go with two tight ends instead of three? Which
it's a 12 personnel offense. Why am I going to go with two tight ends instead of three all the time?
I was just about to say, you can't do that.
I'm not being mean to you. I'm just saying, like, Blake Whitehart, who sounds like a wrestler.
Well, they've gotten creative in the past with putting guards out at tight end and fullback and things like
that. Yeah, but no, they're going to keep three tight ends on the roster. I was just throwing that out there facetiously.
I'm sorry.
They had Yoda Froholt play every position.
You had him to throw.
But the unit that will be hurt by keeping that fourth quarterback will be the special teams unit, because that 53rd guy on your roster is a special teams player.